Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please, before we take our seats this morning, I want you to just join me as we boldly proclaim our 2025 prophetic confession. Let's do it together. We've been doing it all year, and we've seen the glory of the Lord in our lives. So it's up on the screen. It should be on for our worshipers online. And when we're ready, let us go. One, two, three, go. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. God's shalom is mine. All is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. The peace of God that passes all understanding is my inheritance. When I lie down, I have peace. When I rise up, I have peace. When I go out, I have peace. When I come in, I have peace. I dwell in a stronghold of security and prosperity. Every evil beast is displaced out of my dwelling places. I am not troubled, agitated, disturbed, intimidated, or unsettled. God's shalom is mine, and all is well with me, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my jubilee, and I will thrive in 2025. All debts are canceled, and all my lack is erased. My destiny will not be aborted. My fruits will not be miscarried. My potential will not be buried. My glory will not be stolen. This is my season of bountiful harvest, exponential promotions, unprecedented growth, and accelerated progress. I am full of the spirit of wisdom. I am in the right place at the right time with the right plans and the right pursuits. I am separated and elevated. I am lifted by the favor of God and carried by his grace. I am led. I am ahead. I am blessed. I am the head. I have rest on every side, and I reap the rewards of faithfulness. Faithful is he who began this work in me, and he will also finish it in grand style. I have the mind of Christ. I think the thoughts of God. I walk in God's due order, and this is my due season. I am anointed with fresh oil and replenished with the dew of heaven. There is no lack and no stress, no dryness and no tiredness, no weakness and no sickness. The Ruach of God is breathing on my mind. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead quickens my body and my bones. I am sharp as a tack, and my memory is blessed and renewed. I will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break out with singing before me, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. This is my season of uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts. By my hands, kingdoms are subdued, mountains are removed, promises are produced, and the enemies are confused. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am valiant in battle, and I overcome by his mantle. Not by power, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? And where are you, O great giant? I have the spirit of might. I am a vessel and pillar of valor. There is nothing I cannot do, and there is nothing that can undo me. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Finally, after all the uprisings of the adversary, the victory is won and the miracle is born. Hallelujah. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will cover me with his feathers, and under his wings will I trust. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon I am treading under my feet. With long life he satisfies me, and he is showing me his salvation. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Then shall the lame person leap as a deer, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. The eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. Waters will break out in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. 2025 is my year of God's shalom, jubilee, uncommon breakthroughs and breakouts, and fresh oil. In 2025, there will be nothing missing and nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please be seated. In 2025, there was nothing missing, nothing broken. God's shalom we saw, we enjoyed. God's jubilee we saw, we conquered, we enjoyed. And come on, breakthroughs and breakouts, fresh oil. Hallelujah. Earlier this year, this was a prophetic confirmation, and we proclaimed it with boldness in faith, just trusting God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just an honor to be in God's presence with God's people, ministering His word, and thank God for the privilege to be standing in front of you this morning. It's cold outside, but we thank God that the weather is blessed. Amen. And we just want to appreciate our senior pastor and Pastor Tinu for all the work that they do. They're not here with us today, but they send their love, and we love them right back. Amen. Amen. Just before we get into God's word this morning, just want us to bow our heads for a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you for this time in your presence. We do not take this freedom, this liberty, this privilege to be in your presence, gathering around your word. We do not take it for granted. Heavenly Father, we just ask, O Lord, for a demonstration of your power. O Lord, we put aside the wisdom of man, O God, and that we just focus on your wisdom and your word for your people today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. It's a blessing to say that, you know, it's a blessing that seeing everyone in here, most of us in here, week in, week out, at least every month, let's just say every month, we've seen each other and we're still here. We're still standing. I didn't have to go visit anybody in this room in the hospital. We give God the praise. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. And then praise God, we're just gradually pulling the curtains on the year 2025. I know last week I was here giving the offering message, and I think I brought out a math equation. It was like 56 plus 44, and someone said 110, but just slightly off the mark, but we thank God, right? And then 56 times 44, it was 26, 24, I think. But just want to remind you that that's how God thinks. It's exponential multiplication for God's children. Amen. So if I was to ask again, it's not a math question, but this one you would have to go to Google. But if I asked the church, how many hours in 2025 so far? I love the faces. The faces in the room, for those of us worshiping with us online, the faces in the room remind me of myself when I'm in an exam hall and I don't know the answer. They're just looking at me like, thou knowest. No, the Lord knows. Amen. God knows it all. But so far, it's 1201, 8,340 hours of God's faithfulness this year. 8,340 and counting. And the way I did it was like, I'm like, God, what's the difference? So I prepared. I'm no genius. So I'm like, God, what's the difference between midnight, 1st of January 2025, and 12 o'clock? And 12 o'clock today, noon. And I think I'm even in awe right now, because when the time came for me to get into the message, I looked up and it was 12 o'clock. I'm like, wow. So God loves me so much. He didn't have me calculate the answer I had and try to know. What a faithful God we serve. But it's been a blessed year. A blessed year. Deaconess Maria said it's been hectic. Yes, it was a hectic year. But our God is above the hectic. Our God saw it. He told us in our confession that he's going to help us. Amen? Nothing missing. Nothing broken. If you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm 105 from 1 to 5. I'm not even sure which version I have over here, but it's Psalm 105. Let's take a look at the King James Version, please. Thank you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Verse 5, remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Amen. At our last prayer warriors meeting on Monday, we were remembering the marvelous works God has done this year. And we're just counting those innumerable blessings. From God's peace and harmony, to his protection and provision, to God's empowerment, his enablement, the Lord's fresh oil, multiplied graces, his fresh anointing. In short, what didn't God do for us this year? He did everything and much more. He came through. He came through, and for this we are forever grateful because he's still doing it today. And Monday was such an awesome time in God's presence, just reflecting on God's faithfulness through the year. And for me, it was a time of reflection because I was looking at some things. I'm like, God, how did I get you here? Only by your grace, only by your power, only by your word, only by your awesome hands. And took me back to 2027. And in 2027, one of our services, the Holy Spirit had blessed us through our senior pastor with these amazing words of wisdom. And I'm not sure if anybody else remembers that in this room, but the word of God that came through our senior pastor was that whenever I look back, I must only do so with deep gratitude. And whenever I look forward, I must only do so with great expectation. That stuck with me then. So when you look back, deep gratitude, thanksgiving, not regret. Just look back and be grateful for what the Lord did. And when you look forward with great expectation, trusting God that he would do exactly what he has promised to do. So today I'll be ministering on the topic, beyond expectation to anticipation. Amen. Amen. And I'll give you a little bit of a background. A few weeks ago, I was listening to a message, and I had the phrase, waiting on God with faith-filled anticipation. I was driving to work, so I couldn't write it down that day. So I'm like, okay. But then when I settled down, I remembered that word. And in my mind, it stuck as waiting on God with faith-filled expectation. So I missed it. So earlier this week, I was preparing for the message, just trying to gather my thoughts together. And I made sure I went back to that message just to confirm what I really heard. And then I heard waiting on God with faith-filled anticipation. So I initially thought it was expectation, but it was anticipation. And I couldn't move past that word as we look forward to 2026. So obviously I had to go confirm Webster style, like what's expectation? You know how you think you know all these English, there's so many English words, and you just can't know them all. So I'm like, expectation and anticipation. But that they're the same. If they're the same, then they won't be two words, right? So there has to be a difference. So I just went to the Webster's Dictionary, and I was looking, just trying to figure out the differences and what the words really, really meant so that I was sure. And then, obviously, sometimes when you go into the dictionary, you're more confused than when you started. But just want to break it down to us. To expect is to consider probable or certain. It implies a high degree of certainty. And to anticipate is to look forward to as certain. It implies taking action on something before it happens. So expectation says, I believe that God, what God has spoken, he will surely perform. Anticipation, which is expectation in action, says, I'm getting ready for what I believe that God will do based on his word. Amen. Today, I implore you to ensure that you don't stop at expectation. That you take that next step. That you move from expectation to anticipation. Amen. Amen. And thank God for that word last week. Pastor Kemi was ministering on the spirit of our sacrifice. I remember he talking about those three men who distinguished themselves, who it was they had a duty, but they went the step beyond, and then they made their sacrifice. They made their sacrifice. And that day, as he was ministering, the Holy Spirit ministered to me that your duty, what you're meant to do, is your minimum payment due. That is your tithe. Okay? You going the step further, sacrificing is going the step further. So expectation can be your minimum payment due. Believe what God has said, what God has promised. It will happen. But you sacrifice. You take that next step and you prepare yourself. You get ready. You do the do's. You do the impossible. You do the possible so that God would do the impossible. Because what God has promised he would do in your life, you cannot do it. I don't care what it is. It is impossible. So as we step into 2026, we should bring God our impossibles, right? Everything that you've thought is impossible, bring it to him. Bring it to him. Trust him that he has the power to bring it to pass in your life and bring it before him. Amen. This morning, let's look at one of our heroes in the Hall of Faith. We're going to spend some time just taking a look at the story of Noah in the Bible. And then we're reading from Genesis 6, from verse 9, in the NLT version, please. Book of Genesis 6, from verse 9. Spent some time studying about Noah's last couple of days, and it was just amazing what the Lord did through Noah. Amen. Genesis 6 from verse 9, and I read, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at the time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out along with the earth. Build a large boat with cypress wood and waterproof it with tar inside and out. Then construct decks and stalls throughout its interior. Make the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat. put the door on the side and build three decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper. Look, I'm about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Everything on earth will die. But I will confirm my covenant with you. So enter the boat, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring a pair of every kind of animal, a male and a female, into the boat with you to keep them alive during the flood. Pairs of every kind of bird and every kind of animal and every kind of small animal that scurries along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. And be sure to take the boat, to take on board enough food for your family and for all the animals. So Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Amen. Amen. Love God's word, right? It's amazing story. Just an amazing story. And here we can see Noah's obedience to God's commands to build an ark and save his family from destruction. Noah believed what God had spoken, so he expected that God would cover the earth with a flood that would destroy every living thing that breathes. We see that in verse 17. But in anticipation of God's word and his commands, Noah got busy and did everything. Love the fact that the Bible says exactly as God had commanded him. And this was no simple ark. You heard all the dimensions, and I just trying to wrap my head around it. This ark was going to be built by how many people? One? Everybody's looking at me again. That's a trick question. But guaranteed, the Bible doesn't say how many people built the ark. But Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives, 8 people, to build this gigantic ark. I was reading that the ark was the length of 1.5 football fields and as high as 4-story buildings, built by 8 people who trusted God. So how long do you think it took to build this ark? Without automation, without computerized, without project engineers, long time. Definitely not 10 years, not 20, not 30, not 40. In my opinion, I want to believe that at least 50 years, at the very least 50 years, to build that ark, day in, day out. The Lord has said that I would destroy the earth with a flood. Every living thing would die. Build an ark. Morning in, morning out. Noah wakes up with his family and starts building. And everyone around looking at him like he's crazy, right? Imagine that in today's world. And the Bible says the world was filled with so much evil during that period. So obviously, his family, they must have been mocked. They would probably, I'm sure Shem, Ham, Japheth, they lost all their friends. Because all the other parents are, see those guys? You can't go play with them no more. They are cuckoo. Can't go to their house. Don't even wave to them so that you don't catch what they caught. And I fully believe that that is where the 3 words LOL started. Because they must have been a laughing stock. But when God gives you an assignment, the world will laugh. It's not going to make sense. It won't make sense to anybody but you and God. Because we serve a covenant-keeping God. And he has instructed, he has commanded you to carry out this assignment. Praise God. Praise God. Noah believed God's word and he prepared. He went from expectation to anticipation, getting ready. I remember that God watches over his word to perform it. The word of God has gone forth. This year, the word of God went forth. This is our year of God's shalom, jubilee, breakout, breakthroughs, fresh oil. God spoke that word. He watched over it. He performed it on my behalf, on your behalf. We truly have seen the Lord's goodness. And then obviously you know that God's word came to pass. Everything the Lord said came to pass. Then as you study the book of Noah, you're like, how long did he stay in the ark? Now, that might be another trick question. How long did he stay inside the ark? At least over a year in the ark. And he didn't build the ark when the storm started. The ark was built before the storm, in anticipation of the storm. So when we take a look at the story of Esther, Esther was in the king's palace. I remember Mordecai told her, perhaps you are put in this place for such a time as this. I'm sure in the year 2025, you experience some such a time as this moment, whereby you look back and you're like, my God, that is why you took me through this path for such a time as this. And God's always doing it. He's always showing up. There'll be many more such a time as this in our lives, based on the seeds that we're sowing, the steps that we're taking into today. But we could see in that ark for over a whole year, rain. And the Bible says that the earth, there was an eruption on the earth. So it wasn't just floods. All the waters from the innermost parts of the earth came up. And then mighty torrents of rain were pouring. That was the flood in that season. And we have 8 human beings who trusted God. And we could see the contagious faith of Noah. Your faith is very contagious. And it should be contagious. We just read that all the animals scurried so that they could be spared. Animals scurried to be scared, but human beings laughed and scorned. God help us to apply wisdom. The Lord will always teach us to number our days so that we can apply wisdom. Amen. And then, we go to the book of Genesis. Let's skip forward to Genesis 8, verse 13 in the NLT, please. Noah was now 601 years old on the first day of the new year, 10 and a half months after the flood began. The flood waters had almost dried up from the earth. Noah lifted back the covering of the boat and saw that the surface of the ground was drying. 2 more months went by, and at last the earth was dry. Then God said to Noah, "Leave the boat, all of you, you and your wife and your son and your wives." God's command. God commanded Noah, "Leave the boat. All of you, you and your wife and your sons and your wives, release all the animals, the birds, the livestock, and the small animals that scurry along the ground so they can be fruitful and multiply throughout the earth." So Noah, his wife, and his sons and their wives left the boat. See Noah's obedience here. And all of the large and small animals and birds came out of the boat pair by pair. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and there he sacrificed as burnt offerings the animals and birds that had been approved for that purpose. He looked back with deep gratitude and he looked forward with great expectation. And the Lord was pleased. We can see faith in action here. The Lord was pleased with the aroma of the sacrifice and said to himself, I will never again curse the ground because of the human race, even though everything they think or imagine is bent towards evil from childhood. I will never again destroy all living things. As long as the earth remains, there will be planting and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. That's why we can't be upset about winter and the snow, right? It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. So we can see that Noah's obedience was always aligned with God's command. He prepared himself. He got himself ready. And he aligned himself with what God had in store for him and his family. But it was so important. It was so interesting to me that even though the land was dry, the earth was dry, Noah did not step out of the boat. Until the Lord said, leave. God's timing is second to none. It is impeccable. It is always on. God is always on time. Until he heard from the Lord, he did not step out of the boat. He did not let excitement that, oh, I've been saved, the earth is dry. He waited unto the Lord. You could see that he was led, so he was ahead. He was he was way ahead of everybody. But at this point, there's nobody to even be ahead of anymore because everybody had perished. So that's, I can't even call him Uncle Noah. That's Grandpa Noah. 600 years, that's Grandpa Noah and his family. How about you and your family as you look ahead to 2026? How will you align yourself with God's word? How will you align yourself with what God has in store for you in the midst of everything? Our God is a faithful God. There's no confusion with him. There's no second guessing his word. His word is his word. And there are a couple of things I believe that the Lord wanted me to share with his children today also. Because as I was getting ready to minister this morning, God said, don't worry. Tell my people, don't worry about having all the answers. Don't worry about having all the answers. You have me, right? That's all you need. You have me. Said the mornings in 2026, they won't be different from every other morning that I've brought you through. The mornings of 2026 won't be different from the mornings in Noah's times when they had to wake up for at least over 50 years building an ark, trusting that God's word will become a reality, moving forward in faith. Every morning that I wake you up carries mercy for you. Every blessed morning I wake you up carries mercy for you. God has new mercies for you and me every morning. Lamentations 3:32 reminds us that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen. Imagine Noah and his family waking up every morning. Every morning. There was work to be done. The Lord supplied the grace. Woke up every morning building the ark. They woke up the morning, they went into the ark. Now they have to wake up every morning, obviously. Even in the ark, you probably have lost a sense of morning and night because you're in the ark. But they woke up every morning. Multiplied graces, fresh grace, fresh strength, fresh power that the Lord had prepared for them. And some people can look at the story of Noah while the earth was being destroyed and the flood, like they were stuck. No, they weren't stuck. They were transitioning to their next blessed place. They were going to where God had promised them. They were undercover as well, and the Lord protected them. Amen. So every morning carries mercy. I've read Lamentations 3:22 for years, but I was listening to my uncle earlier this week, and he said, every morning carries mercy. And I saw that in a brand new light. Every morning you wake up, the Lord has prepared freshly baked, don't think about cookies now, freshly baked mercies for you. Freshly baked mercies for you. And if we look at it like baking, God is preparing new mercies for you for tomorrow morning and for all the mornings that will come. Every morning carries mercy. Every morning carries new grace. Every morning carries new favor, new strength, new seed, new power. A fresh anointing for you, for your family. Psalm 5 verse 12 says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. That is a promise from God. That God will bless you, his righteous seed. And with favor he will surround you. He will surround your family with his shield of love. So God's favor surrounds us like a shield. And God's favor is not the only bodyguard that we have. We are so surrounded. We have many, many more bodyguards that the Lord has put to surround us. Repeat after me. I have many bodyguards. Many, many bodyguards. Can't even count them. Amen. What if God says, surely goodness and mercy will what? All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And these bodyguards, we're not talking secret service here. Because we know that anything created, designed, implemented by a human being has vulnerabilities. There's a big hole in whatever plan a human being has in store for you. Because they find the vulnerabilities, then they fix. But with God, there are no vulnerabilities. His favor is airtight, it is locked. Nothing can penetrate. His goodness, his mercy, nothing breaks through. His shield of protection, his hedge of protection, nothing breaks through. Amen. So walk in confidence, trusting God that there are some things that will still happen between now and the end of 2025. But 2026, I'm stepping in with confidence. I don't need all the details to step in because I know who I'm going with. I'm going with I am that I am that has no limits. The I am, that can never be stopped. But there's work to be done. And that is our responsibility. And just talking about service, I just want us to know that there's some kingdom assignments that God has prepared for you and I, and for those of us worshiping with us online, the kingdom assignments that the Lord has prepared for you. He's prepared you for them, and he's assigned them to you. Your name is on them. And it's not just for this season, it's for this season beyond. And those, because your name is assigned to those tasks, there are rewards associated with those tasks. We learn about the sacrifice of service last week. We learn about the three levels of sacrifice: praise, service, giving to the kingdom. Because I know as we're getting ready for the end of 2025, as we look forward to 2026, it's time to start to reflect, start to plan ahead. And a lot of people would plan, it's all about me. It's all about my family. Where do I want to go? What do I want to achieve? But this year, in addition to your plans for yourself, for your family, what kingdom plans, what kingdom business do you want to attach? Do you want to carry out and present that before the Lord? Seek God's face. Let God show you. There's more, because God is always telling us, there's more that I require of you. There's always more, because that's how you get to the higher level. And then if there are tasks that you know the Lord has assigned to you and that you've neglected, fall down on your knees, ask for forgiveness. Because those tasks, whether you do them or not, they will get done. But you will miss out on the blessings. So this year, and going into 2026, let's remember to be planted in God's house. If you could please put up for me Psalm 92, verse 13. Let's remember to be planted in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen. So could you read that in the New King James Version? Thank you. Psalm 92, 13, in the New King James. The Word of God says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. Amen. So let's remember to stay planted in the house of the Lord. And one of the things that was that Pastor Tinu mentioned at our last prayer we was meeting this Monday, she said, and for those of us who were on the call, I'm not sure if you heard it, but she said, 2026 is bright. I heard that and I'm like, wow, hallelujah. 2026 is bright. Brightness, clarity, direction, purity. And we proclaim that in a dark world, we proclaim the brightness of the Lord. And we will be carriers of that light, because we step into a dark room and we illuminate because we carry the light of Christ. We are covenant children of a covenant-keeping God. So as we transition into 2026, we look at, 17 more days, and it won't be 2026 anymore. It won't be 2025 anymore. And if you're like me, at least the first couple of days, you're going to write 1-1-2025, okay, 1-5-2025. It might take you a while to get it, but it is coming. We will see it, amen? In 2025, we thrive. In 2026, we will still thrive in the mighty name of Jesus. And we don't thrive because we go alone. We thrive because of who we are going with. So our focus, planted in the house of the Lord, our focus is on God. Our focus is on his promises. So the what, the why, the hows, those details, you don't need that. Just need to step forward. Children of Israel, crossing over the Jordan, The Jordan was still there. But until the priest carrying the ark stepped into the water before the Jordan parted, they didn't have all the details. They just had the instruction from God to move forward. The instructions will be clearer to you. If you spend time in prayer, we're going to have a new 2026 confession, amen? And it will be from the Lord. And we will hold tight to it, and we will move forward in faith, in victory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God for who we're going with. The I am that I am. Jehovah is his name. If you just join me, if you just stand up to your feet as I bring this message to a close. Our God is faithful. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, just lift up your hands. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your promises. Thank you, Lord, because you've taken us, oh Lord. You've brought us this far. Thank you, Lord, because we don't know all the details. We don't have all the answers, oh God, but we have you in our corner. The I am that I am with no limits. The I am that I am who has promised to perfect all that concerns us. The I am that I am who has promised us his favor. The I am that I am who has promised us victory. The I am that I am who has promised to empower us. The I am that I am who has promised to enable us. The I am that I am who comes with healing in his wings. The I am that I am who is a strong tower. Father, we just give you the praise, O Lord. As we move from expectation, O God, to anticipation. Oh, Father, we are confident in all your promises, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your word that has come forth. Thank you, Lord, because, Lord, your resume is ever before us. It's always consistent, oh God, dependable, God. Father, we just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for where you're taking us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, because we're crossing over in grand style, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your commands, oh God, that you will speak to us. Thank you, Lord, because your wisdom is available to us. Your strength, your grace is sufficient for us. For every single step of our journey, Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the worship, all the adoration, today and forevermore. Father, your word says that those who are planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Father God, may we always be planted in your house, O God. May we always be found around you, O God, doing your work with a kingdom mindset, O God, looking unto you, O Lord, for strength, focusing on you, the author and finisher of our faith, O God. Father, we say thank you, Lord, because you who began this good work in us, you are faithful, you are mighty, faithful to complete it. Faithful to see it through, O God. Faithful to perfect it, O God. Father, we give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.